This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
China signed an agreement in the early 1970s to sterilize over 100 million other people, and they did it in spades.
And now, it is time for Europe and the United States to be sterilized. And now the mRNA vaccine is coming to seal the agreement for global depopulation. Crank this song up. It's time to stop believing the enemy's lies. It's time to see what signed on an agreement that you never agreed to. All right, let's take a few phone calls. Maria, you're on the air from the great state of Texas. Thanks for holding. You say you are a nurse. Want to talk about vaccine safety, COVID, martial law. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you for all that you do, Alex, and we love your products.
Thank you.
I'm a nurse. I'm also a veteran. My husband's active duty, and so we live here in Central Texas. And I'm so freaking pissed off with what's happening as far as rolling out these vaccines. As of right now, I know the military is supposed to not have to take it. It's supposed to be optional. But I'm telling you, after serving in the military and get all the vaccines that I got, I developed epilepsy. I developed a neuromuscular disorder. And this is no joke.
No, ma'am. I mean, you just heard the head of the U.S. bioweapons law just said all. It's true. I mean, this is a sick eugenics cult. And again, our military are great. It's the tiny criminal medical corps that is carrying this out against you.
My husband's a doctor. And so that's why he knows that right now they're optional. And believe me, he does not believe in any of this COVID crap. And he does not want the vaccine. And we're worried that he may have to get it. He had to get anthrax before, the anthrax vaccine.
Which, again, for those that don't know, there is no vaccine for anthrax. They just did it. Totally evil.
Yeah, I don't know what they gave him. This was, he was close to retirement. This was a long time ago in the, I think it was the early
2000s. 90 and 2000, yeah.
Yeah.
And they had to suspend it. It was illegal. Here's the deal. Anthrax can live 10,000 years in the dirt. You can radiate it. You can cut it up. It keeps coming back. So how do you give someone an immunity to spores that are basically a plant? It's the same thing with a common cold. And the reason I know that is I've interviewed tons of medical doctors. The medical doctors that blew the whistle in Denver the first time and when all their guys were dying, I interviewed those guys. So that's why I know about it.
This is so freaking disgusting. As a healthcare provider, as two people that believe in helping people, that phone call with the woman that was upset, that pisses me off. What about the mental health of people? You know, this is just freaking disgusting.
Well, Maria, you're amazing, and you know, they did this to you. Here's the deal. They want to spike the cannons after the war. So they know veterans are hardworking, good people that join for the right reason. They want to debilitate you to ruin the rest of your life after they've used you. They're scum. So I say Bill Gates needs to be taking all the vaccines he's given. He needs the epilepsy. He needs the narcolepsy. And everything you said is on record happening. So the good news is, did you see the UN's own top vaccine people in December saying vaccines should stop? That's why they're doing this, is they're scared.
Yeah, and I don't know why Trump is moving this Operation Warp Speed forward, because I love Trump, but if he's going to push something that's
I agree. It's the final thing for Trump, because here's the deal. Trump gets back in, we'll all take the shot. At least I won't, but others will. Biden gets in, no one will take the shot. So in a way, you know, Trump, again, wants to get the economy going. He doesn't know this is not a regular vaccine. He's not a scientist. I've talked to lots of Trump. He's very smart about a lot of things. When it comes to science, he's like, oh, it's science. It must be great. No, dude, it doesn't just mean because it's science, it's great. We love you, Maria. All right, Chris, David, Bob, David, Scott, and Scott. We're getting your names. We're getting your numbers. And I promise, if the hair lifts the admiral, tomorrow, remind me, we're going to call them all and get them back on the show. The great Paul Joseph Watson is about to take over the next 55 minutes. And then we are going to have Owen Schroyer and the War Room. Remember, all these broadcasts are hated and demonized. The only way they get out is you share Bandai video, you share InfoWars.com, and you're doing it. So the sites are exploding. But the finances aren't. So the bills go up, the money isn't going up. So do your Christmas shopping at InfoWarsStore.com if you'd like to see us stay on air and get even more effective. So thank you all for what you've done. But please double down into the kitty. Get great products at the same time. 360 win at InfoWarsStore.com. The big Christmas specials are live now.
If you think 2020 has been an insane and dangerous year, just wait until you see the year 2021. I'm Alex Jones. I started InfoWars, but I couldn't have done any of this without you. And now InfoWars is more important than ever because the general population of the planet is waking up to the fact that we've done our research and we've been dead on. That's why it's so important for those of you out there that have supported the broadcast and the websites and the films and all the rest of the information we put out to realize how important your work has been and to redouble your efforts. So I salute you and I thank you. Also, as Christmas is almost here, don't wait. Do your shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. Get amazing nutraceuticals that boost your immune system and make your life so much better overall for adults and children. Get great water filtration, air filtration that enriches your life, books, films, t-shirts, survival gear, storable food, locket pockets, privacy pouches, and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. And again, thank you all for your support and Merry Christmas. God bless.
Transmitting worldwide from the Summit.News studios in the United Kingdom, you are listening to Paul Joseph Watson.
Welcome back, everybody, and we are live. It is the Summit News Hour with me, Paul Joseph Watson. And, of course, today we had the first person injected with the new, amazing, astounding coronavirus vaccine in the entire world, and it happened in the United Kingdom. And of course, the nurse injecting the elderly person there in the hospital was of Filipino origin. We've also learned today that a Turkish couple who lived in Germany, a Turkish migrant couple, had a role in developing the vaccine. So obviously, the sensible argument is that now we should just throw open the borders, eliminate all border controls, let the entirety of Africa and the Middle East into the West. And that makes perfect sense. That's literally the argument they're now making, because skilled labor migrants and nurses had a role in inoculating the first people in the United Kingdom with this COVID vaccine. That means that mass untrammeled immigration must be a fantastic thing, right? Oh, makes perfect sense, doesn't it? We're going to get into that. We're also going to get into the fact that the stench of COVID hypocrisy is hanging heavy in the air once again. Of course, we had Governor Newsom having a fancy French dinner literally hours after he told everybody else to stay at home. We had Nancy Pelosi getting her hair dyed in a barber's, not wearing a mask while she was telling everyone else to wear a mask. We had Dianne Feinstein not wearing a mask in Congress when she was telling everyone else to wear a mask. We had reporters from ABC News and others lecturing people about not wearing masks in the Rose Garden, having been pictured out on Cinco de Mayo, in the case of one of them, not wearing masks when everyone else was wearing a mask. Well, now we have another case of that. Headline out of RT. Hypocrites. Sky News broadcasters dragged over the coals for flouting COVID-19 rules after spending months scolding others. Now, bear in mind, Sky News is, without a doubt, the most hysterical broadcaster in the United Kingdom when it comes to COVID-19. Now, you would expect the BBC to be the most hysterical, but we know the BBC's agenda, and they at least have to abide by their impartiality rules to some extent. Sky News doesn't really have to do that. They started as a news organization as kind of the right-wing hedge against the BBC. Now they're farther left than the BBC has ever been, basically. And three, in fact, of their presenters have been caught violating these stupid COVID rules, having lectured the rest of the population for the past 7 months about how they're immoral, bad people and how they're killing granny if they don't abide by every ridiculous coronavirus measure. The article says Sky News presenter Kay Burley. By the way, this is somebody who relentlessly takes the establishment side on every single issue imaginable, particularly Brexit over the past couple of years. So she and a host of her colleagues are being branded hypocrites for flouting COVID-19 restrictions the anchor woman's 60th birthday party after spending months chastising others about breaking the rules. So basically she had 10 of her colleagues, including Beth Rigby, Inzamam Rashid and Sam Washington, including those prominent Sky News presenters, have a birthday bash at the Century Club in Soho, London on Saturday night in violation of the COVID rules, because in the United Kingdom, under these Tier 2 restrictions, which is basically lockdown, de facto lockdown, you can only go out if you live with the same person in the same household inside. If it's outside, you can meet up to six people, but again, you have to maintain social distancing and all this crap. She decided to override that completely and hang out with 10 people in a club in London on Saturday night. As while the glamorous gathering appeared to break the UK's rule of six, the group tried to get around the coronavirus restrictions by spanning across two separate tables at the swanky restaurant. Problem is, they later moved on to Burley's home to continue the celebration. So the very thing that they'd been lecturing others about, you know, people out gathering on the streets after this 10 p.m. curfew, people going back to each other's homes for house parties, they all did the exact same thing, and I don't really care about that, because that's what I've been doing for the past 6 months anyway, because I think people should defy these ridiculous clampdowns on their basic liberties and freedoms. These people have been on national television saying you shouldn't do that, not only telling you not to, but saying you're directly responsible for killing people if you do that. And lo and behold, what do? At the first available opportunity? And bearing in mind, this is the one time when they were caught. These same people have been probably doing this for the past 6 to 8 months like everyone else. Meanwhile, as you see in the video here, people literally visiting their elderly parents in nursing homes through a glass perspex window, trying to point out, in this case, a 73-year-old who visited, I think it was something like a 93-year-old mother, that she looks very ill. She's having difficulty breathing. The woman tried to get in there and take her mother. She tried to literally take her mother out of the care home because she thought she was being mistreated. She was subsequently arrested. She went back, and these people just shouted at her and wheeled her mother away. Meanwhile, the people who lecture you about not being able to attend weddings, funerals, or visit your own parents or hug your own parents at Christmas are out living it up on the tiles on a Saturday night and then going back home for a massive house party. Burley was absent from a breakfast show Tuesday morning after the Guido Fawkes website published news of the rule-breaching bash on Monday evening. Sky said it was disappointed by the incident, and all of the staff are facing a review of their conduct. And there was a tweet from somebody pointing out the hypocrisy here. Laura Perrin said, quote, Sky News has been one of the main pushers of COVID hysteria. Normally, I wouldn't give a toss about what Kay Burley did on her birthday, but if she broke the rule of six, she is a raging hypocrite. But then, we always knew the rules don't apply to the elite. And it wasn't just her. Here's another headline out of Guido Fawkes' blog. Sky presenters coming style 206 miles trip for Burley's birthday party. Bearing in mind, we had literally a news cycle which lasted for almost a month, where they were up in arms about this government advisor, Dominic Cummings, who I'm no fan of, because he was literally one of the main people in the Conservative Party pushing for these lockdown measures. Travelling hundreds of miles to visit his family for a family emergency, he was raked over the coals for weeks on end by people like Kay Burley, by people like this individual, but then they all go back for their own massive house party. Says a Sky News internal investigation causes angst inside the Austerlitz campus. A Sky mole gets in contact with Guido to add fuel to the fire, pointing out that not only did Kay's birthday bash break Tier 2 laws, the broadcaster's North of England correspondent, Inzamam Rashid, had to travel down from his Manchester home to attend. That is a 206-mile journey, and in the rules it states it has to be an essential trip. 60th birthday party, not really an essential trip, especially as you're travelling 206 miles. Says Guido's mole suggests management wants to get rid of Inzamam as they feel his presence and breach was particularly egregious. And the update on this is that Sky News host Kay Burley taken off air until next year after she admitted breaching coronavirus restrictions. The presenter has been removed from the channel after breaching coronavirus guidelines in London. So she's gone for a few weeks. Everyone will have forgotten about it by then. Then she'll be back on the television lecturing you about what your behavior should be. Meanwhile, the same people grandstanding, trying to have the moral righteous high ground on COVID, telling you that you're killing granny if you want to go out and see your friends or family, what do they do when somebody they don't like catches coronavirus? They celebrate it with glee because they're the good people. They really care about people dying from COVID, apart from if somebody they don't like politically gets it, in which case, it's fantastic. Headline: sick lefty celebs celebrate Giuliani getting COVID, just as they did when President Trump was diagnosed with the coronavirus 2 months ago. Leftist celebrities are celebrating at the announcement that Rudy Giuliani has the virus. So they're the good people. They have the moral high ground. They get to tell you what to do. They get to break all the same rules. And then if anyone they don't like gets COVID, suddenly it becomes a good thing. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Summit.news. Stay.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Listening to the Summit.News Radio Hour with Paul Joseph Watson.
So the same people who have been drilling the fear of God into especially elderly people over this coronavirus, again, once again caught violating the rules that they demand everyone else follow. Sky News broadcasters, Kay Burley and others, going to their non-socially distanced dinner party, then going back home for another house party in complete violation of the rules, which, again, they ran down everyone else's throat and expect everyone else to follow. And in fact, we got a clip of this. This is Kay Burley and Beth Rigby, a short compilation of them lecturing other people on what the rules should be and how everyone else should follow them while being caught completely flouting them themselves. Here is the clip.
Why should we abide by the rules?
Ordinary families have put up with all kinds of restrictions and hardships. People not even going into hospital when their kids have been having cancer treatment. Why are you so different?
We don't need to go into all of that detail.
How can you even countenance at the moment staying on and not resigning?
Okay, the point you're making is screaming at the telly saying... Yeah. It's one rule for us, and it's one rule for them. And you're falling into that trap.
How could you not even check with your boss?
If we break the law, does that make your position untenable?
One rule for them, another rule for us, and we know what bracket they're in. The rule breakers who lecture you endlessly, righteously, about what you should do with your lives while completely ignoring their own advice. Do as they say, not as they do. And on the subject of certain people within a certain privileged tier being able to avoid these rules that everyone else is subject to, we had this headline on Summit.News from a few days ago. Rich people and journalists made exempt from having to enter COVID quarantine. So for the past 3 or 4 months, anyone traveling to basically every major Western country in the world, flying out of the UK, when they come back to the UK, they have to self-isolate for 14 days. If they get caught not self-isolating by the NHS, they get a fine, and those fines compound over time. Those rules now don't apply to two privileged classes of people, namely journalists and rich people. Headline, rich people and journalists made exempt from having to enter COVID quarantine. Anyone defined as a, quote, high-value business traveler will be made exempt from having to enter a two-week COVID quarantine when they return to the UK under new rules announced by the government. This came in on Saturday at 4 a.m., so they had a certain category of people who don't have to abide by the rules. They include wealthy sports stars, journalists, and high-value business travelers. So basically, if you're a journalist or if you're rich, you don't have to abide by the same rules that everyone else has to abide by. Interesting, given that, of course, we know the COVID lockdown has completely crushed small businesses across the West, while giant transnational corporations like Amazon and Walmart make record profits. The people who work for those kind of corporations are completely immune from the rules that the rest of us have to follow. Now, in regard to this vaccine, the big question on many people's lips is how many people in each particular country will submit to this vaccine, will agree to take it. The polls have been varied across all these different countries. There's a headline here out of Euronews. It says, will any countries in Europe make the COVID vaccine compulsory? It says, only around a third of French people have said they would take a coronavirus vaccine, according to a survey conducted in October. 63% of Brits said they would take it, followed by 57% of Germans and 55% of Italians. Meanwhile, more than 40% of Spaniards would prefer not to be vaccinated at all with approved drugs. So you've got, in many countries, and in France, even over half, or almost half in other countries, of people saying they will not take this vaccine. Now, of course, within those polls, you have to factor in the fact that, as we saw during the presidential election, many people who take part in these surveys tell the pollsters what they want to hear. They tell them what things makes them a good person. So those numbers for people who say they're going to take the coronavirus vaccine are probably substantially lower than they're actually saying when they answer the question in the poll. So you've got this difficulty that governments now have of rolling out this vaccine and trying to convince us all that it's absolutely crucial that everybody gets it, that we get a vaccine to solve a virus, which we have a 99.5% survival rate in terms of younger people below the age of 40. They have a big difficulty in convincing people to get this vaccine, and they're just not going to do it. These numbers, you will find, collapse to an even greater degree. I would say they're going to struggle getting over 50% of people in all these major countries to take this vaccine, which is interesting when you look at this headline out of Breitbart. Fauci, if only 50% get vaccinated, we lack umbrella of immunity over us. Dr. Anthony Fauci stressed that well over a majority of Americans will need to get vaccinated in order to create a proper umbrella of immunity over us. He said, I'm frustrated that we see polls that suggest a high percent of Americans are not ready to take this vaccine. 49% nationwide. So almost half, and I would suggest that that's more than half, given this bias that people have with telling pollsters what they want to hear. Over half of Americans will not take this vaccine. He points out that this is a bigger problem in the black community, where 57% say they're not ready to take the vaccine. Fauci says 75% to 80% need to be vaccinated to hit critical mass on the vaccination. That's a problem if you have 50% saying, I'm not taking it. So Fauci is literally saying, if 75 to 80% of Americans do not take this vaccine, it's going to be pretty much pointless and the coronavirus is going to be here to stay. And basically, that's what they want. I'm going to make a prediction. Way less people than these health authorities are expecting, or saying publicly at least, will take the vaccine, then we'll have a third wave of coronavirus. You've seen all this propaganda over a second wave in Europe. Most of it was down to rapid over-testing and false positive testing. What's going to happen is they're going to have a third wave of coronavirus, and they're going to blame it on the people who didn't take the vaccine. Yes, it's going to be your fault. Once again, just as the second wave was the fault of people not following the rules, people out in the streets engaged in anti-lockdown protests, it was their fault that we had the second wave. Of course, the far bigger Black Lives Matter protests, apparently they were just magically immune from the coronavirus, and they literally trotted out scientists to claim that those super spreader events had no impact on it whatsoever. But it's your fault for participating in the anti-lockdown protest, it's your fault for not wearing the mask, and it's going to be your fault for not taking the vaccine. And at that point, then they're going to start to move to make it mandatory. Not from a government level, but from the level of saying, you know, you can't get into a sports venue, you can't travel on an airline, you can't get into a restaurant if you haven't taken the shot. And the only way they're going to do that is by blaming people who don't take the shot for the third wave. So they're going to be way less people taking it than they expect, or at least they publicly pronounce. And then those people are going to be castigated, demonized to an even greater degree than they're already being in the mainstream media. And that's going to mandate this compulsory vaccination ethos. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Summit.news.
The project for world government developed by the British Empire via Cecil Rhodes, then picked up by the Rockefeller family and the major robber barons to plan it by the 1920s, is all about corporate global governance. And now you're seeing it. It's not just the blue states, the blue cities, the communist and socialist nations all working in unison under UN control to establish a medical planetary dictatorship. At the core of it is the Fortune 100 corporations, themselves funded by a handful of private central banking families, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, the Dutch and British royalty being at the very heart of that. Then you learn the Dutch and British royalty aren't even Dutch or British at the same time. But they go back to the literal Count Dracula and the wars in between Christendom and Islam. Those that don't know history really are doomed to repeat it. They're involved in imploding the world economy. That's what the social distancing, the mask, are all about. It's about bankrupting local small businesses. And those that comply are complying with your own destruction. Wake up.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs at Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Live from London, England, it's Paul Joseph Watson with Summit.News.
Now, finishing up on this vaccine conversation with the rollout of several new vaccines across the Western world, the first person vaccinated with the coronavirus vaccine in the UK today, we have CNN putting out an article and we have this headline up on Summit.News. CNN: don't be alarmed if people start dying after taking the vaccine. Move along, nothing to see here. They're getting out in advance of people potentially dying from taking the vaccine and saying it's completely normal In an article on the COVID vaccine rollout, CNN says that Americans shouldn't be alarmed if people start dying after taking the vaccine because deaths may occur that won't necessarily have anything to do with the vaccine. Now, this was put out in an article titled Why Vaccinate Our Most Frail, in which Dr. Kelly Moore cautions that vaccines don't work as well on the frail and elderly compared to healthy people. She said, quote, or the report said, quote, when shots begin to go into the arms of residents, Moore said Americans need to understand that deaths may occur that won't necessarily have anything to do with the vaccine. And Moore herself said, quote, we would not all be surprised to see coincidentally, just a coincidence, vaccination happening and then having someone pass away a short time after they receive a vaccine, not because it has anything to do with the vaccination, but just because that's the place where people at the end of their lives reside. She then said Americans shouldn't be alarmed to see people dying a day or two after receiving the COVID vaccination. One of the things we want to make sure people understand is that they should not be unnecessarily alarmed if there are reports, once we start vaccinating, of someone or multiple people dying within a day or two of their vaccination who are residents of a long-term care facility. That would be something we would expect as a normal occurrence because people die frequently in nursing homes. The problem with that is it's the same argument anti-lockdown advocates have been making all along. The fact that deaths in care homes are being ascribed to COVID and yet the victims have multiple comorbidities. So again, this is the argument that we've been making all along. Why would you ascribe it to COVID when in many cases it's obvious that COVID only brought their death maybe 2 or 3 weeks closer? You have to account for the comorbidities. But apparently that doesn't apply when they're taking a vaccine. So if they take the vaccine and then die a couple of days later, it was because they're old, it was because they're in a nursing home, and it was because they had multiple comorbidities. That was the reason. It had nothing to do with the vaccine. And again, lockdown skeptics have been making that argument for months and months and months, shouted down for doing so. Apparently COVID was the prime suspect. Forget about the comorbidities. And yet now they're saying the exact same thing about the vaccine. If people start to die, don't question the vaccine. It's because they're old and ill. But just because they're old and ill, that also means that COVID killed them. Don't question any of the other comorbidities. Quite the logic flip going on there. Meanwhile, Zero Hedge reports, FDA says two participants in Pfizer COVID vaccine trial have died. The FDA expected to grant emergency use approval for the Pfizer COVID vaccine after releasing a preliminary assessment of the trial data. The agency admitted Tuesday that two participants in the Phase 3 trials have died. One of them was immunocompromised. The FDA is expected to release two separate assessments of the trial data. This comes after they also warned of a severe adverse reaction frequently seen in patients after taking the second dose. So people, some of them unhealthy, some of them healthy, have already started to die in the trials alone. Then we have the question of the lockdown itself. Now, of course, we've just come out of the second national lockdown here in the UK. They're already talking about a third lockdown. They're going to give us a few days over Christmas. So thank you, government. Thank you. A few days over Christmas to see our relatives. But the talk has already begun about a third lockdown after Christmas, basically punishing us for having a few days, a slither of freedom over the festive period. Now, headline says more corona cases in London at the end of lockdown than before it started. So we have more infections after the 1 month lockdown than before it was implemented. So what was the point? If it doesn't work, why do we keep doing it over and over again? Health experts tracking the effectiveness of the UK's latest lockdown say there were more COVID cases in London when the lockdown ended compared to when it started. Their solution, well, guess what it is? It's another lockdown. England entered a second national lockdown on November 5th. That was lifted. Most of the country is still in a de facto lockdown under Tier 3. London went back into Tier 2 on December 2nd. However, it appears to have no impact whatsoever. Less than a week after coming out of lockdown, London may be about to enter another one because of a rise in coronavirus cases. The capital is now the second worst region in the country, with more than 15,000 people testing positive in the past week. So this professor responded to this, the fact that the lockdown had no impact whatsoever, and in fact that the infections were worse after it ended, by saying that we need another lockdown. Professor Paul Hunter at the University of East Anglia said, there were more cases at the end of lockdown than at the start. What's the solution? Another lockdown. And then there'll be more cases after that, and the solution to that will be a fourth lockdown. Lockdowns forever and ever and ever. And then, of course, if enough people don't take the vaccine, well, then that's their fault, and then we need another lockdown, or maybe just a de facto lockdown for the people who haven't taken the vaccine. And that's the entire point. If tier 2, tier 3 lockdowns mean you can't go to the pub, you can't go to the restaurant, you can't go to the sports game, you can't go to the cinema, you can't see your loved ones, and those people who don't take the vaccine are going to be back under those restrictions anyway, then what is that other than de facto house arrest? So then they'll probably trot that out. As I said earlier, they'll probably say, well, we're back in lockdown, and it's your fault for not taking the vaccine. Or the people who took the vaccine, they'll be out of lockdown. Meanwhile, your social life, your right to mobility will be completely eviscerated forever until you take the vaccine. We had Wales, of course. They imposed a 17-day firebreak lockdown. They just named it something differently. It was still a lockdown. Now they're saying that Wales needs another lockdown. What was the point in the first one? Every single time it fails, every single time we have a new lockdown. Meanwhile, Sweden still has the lowest death rate in Scandinavia. They had no significant lockdown, but apparently Sweden doesn't exist. Rand Paul says no scientific evidence tyrannical lockdowns work. This was an appearance on Fox News. He said we ought to at least still use logic to try to figure out how we stop this. He said, I don't see any evidence that crowd control, hand washing, standing 6 feet apart, all of these things they tell you to do, closing down the restaurants, closing down the schools, there's no real evidence that they are changing the trajectory of the disease. He continued to say, if you look at the incidence of COVID, it's going up exponentially, despite all the mandates. So those who say there is science behind the restrictions just aren't paying attention to it. Then we have the enforcement of the lockdown. In London over the past week, we had it lifted last week on Wednesday. We went back into tier two. So basically then the police were out patrolling the pubs, ordering people to leave pubs and restaurants immediately after they'd finished their meals, because they brought in this ridiculous measure which said that if you're drinking alcohol in pubs, pubs have to serve a, quote, substantial meal. They then had this farce of ministers basically admitting that a Scotch egg did constitute a substantial meal, so everybody was ordering a Scotch egg and 10 pints of lager. So that led to the police literally patrolling pubs and kicking people out of pubs as soon as they finished their meal to prevent them from ordering more drinks. Now we have UK police using number plate cameras to track down people visiting pubs in neighbouring areas. So those people who are basically under full tier 3 lockdown, if they live close to the border of another area, which is under tier 2 lockdown, where they can go to the pub, to the restaurant, and enjoy their Scotch egg and 20 pints of lager, those people are being tracked by number plate tracking cameras, and then the police are turning up to go after them. Completely Orwellian police state, and it's only getting worse. Don't go away. Summit.news, we'll be right back.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus.
That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our one-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You're listening to Summit.News with Paul Joseph Watson.
How you like me now? How you like me now?
We're back live, and now we're going to switch to another topic, which is basically BLM, another prediction that I made a few months ago. Came through over the weekend. Basically, we've had privileged, overpaid premiership footballers and other footballers taking a knee for Black Lives Matter before every soccer game for the past 6 months. They're still doing it. They're still doing it 6 months later. Nobody really knows why. The prediction I made was that as soon as they let fans back into the stadiums, they would boo the players when they took a knee for Black Lives Matter. And that's precisely what happened on Saturday at several football grounds around the United Kingdom, including West Ham, Colchester, and Millwall, where they took a knee. And then in the aftermath, particularly Millwall supporters were completely demonized and harangued by the media. Said, how dare you? How dare you disagree with Black Lives Matter? You must be racist against black people. Because if you don't support the political organization Black Lives Matter, that must mean you hate black people, right? I mean, it has nothing to do with the fact that Black Lives Matter demonstrators in London on numerous occasions were caught on camera desecrating war memorials, setting fire to Union Jack flags, viciously attacking police officers, and tearing down statues with the complete advocacy and apologism of the mainstream media, of course. No, it's nothing to do with that. That's not why people don't like Black Lives Matter. They just hate black people. I mean, it doesn't matter that literally half of football teams now comprise of black people. It's basically the same as the NBA. Those supporters go to those games. They literally pay money that goes to pay the wages of those black players. They sing their names in the stand. But no, if you don't support the players taking a knee for Black Lives Matter, that must mean you hate black people. No, it doesn't. It means you hate Black Lives Matter, which every sane person, sane thinking person should at this point. Headline out of BBC Sport. And they were very furious about this. Millwall and QPR players to stand arm in arm to show solidarity before Tuesday's match. And this is tonight. This has literally just happened about 30 minutes ago. Millwall players will not take a knee before Tuesday's championship fixture against QPR, but will stand arm in arm in a show of solidarity for football's fight against discrimination. What discrimination? Literally half of the players on the teams now are black. It's like the NBA. Black people are overrepresented in football, and that's perfectly fine if it's on the merits of being physically competent in terms of sports like it is with the NBA or American football. That's perfectly fine. But there's no discrimination in football preventing black people from getting into it, from rising to the top, given that literally half of the teams are now made up of black people and the demographics of the United Kingdom are still something like 85% white. If the football teams are 50% black and the demographics of the country are 85% white, that suggests that there's not a lot of discrimination, not a lot of racism going on if black people are way overperforming when it comes to competitive sports. But no, according to the BBC and Gary Lineker and all these other woke virtue-signaling celebrities, apparently all these fans across the country were just booing them because they hate black people, not because they desecrate war memorials, punch police officers in the face, throw objects at them, tear down statues in the streets. No, it's because they hate black people. The added irony to this, of course, is that Nike sponsors a lot of these footballers in terms of their boot sponsorship deals and other sponsorship deals. Nike literally still profits off third world modern slavery. They'll virtue signal all day long about how much they care about Black Lives Matter while literally using slave labor from Uyghur Muslims in China who are in re-education detention camps. Oh, but there, that's a good woke corporation. We had this headline a few days ago. Woke corporations who supported BLM lobby against ban on Chinese slave labor. So the U.S. government is basically trying to introduce a law called the Uyghur Forced Labor Prevention Act, which bans the import of goods produced in Xinjiang where companies cannot prove they were not made by slave labor. You'd think that everybody across the board would support that, right? You don't want your company connected to and profiting from modern slavery. No. Amazon, Apple, and Nike, they hate it. They want that pipeline of slave labor to continue. Oh, but they'll support BLM in the United States. They'll put out a tweet, but when it comes to actually discriminating against brown people who are literally enslaved in brainwashing camps by the communist Chinese government, not so concerned, and still sponsoring all these Premier League footballers who bow for BLM. Meanwhile, the company sponsoring them, in the case of Nike, according to an Australian Strategic Policy Institute study, found that Apple and Nike were beneficiaries of, quote, abusive labor transfer programs involving Uyghurs. So they're literally still profiting and refusing to eliminate modern slavery from their supply chains. But they're woke in the United States. They're woke in the United Kingdom. They'll put out a tweet. In the case of Nike, they'll grandstand in terms of Colin Kaepernick. They'll support him. They'll give him tens of millions of dollars. That makes them a good, woke, wholesome corporation while they literally make money off slaves who are in detention camps undergoing forced labor in China. But what is everyone concerned about? Not concerned about that. Not concerned about literal slavery. Concerned about a handful of Millwall supporters booing players for taking a knee. Not because they hate black people, because they hate Black Lives Matter. The two are very different things. I mean, you've seen the makeup of it in the United Kingdom. You saw the London riots when they had these BLM demonstrations. 80% of them were white people anyway. Meanwhile, Twitter users label footballer homophobic for destroying LGBT corner flag during celebration. This occurred again on the weekend, and people were very furious about it. This is a Leicester City striker called Jamie Vardy, who scored a last-minute winner in a football match. He celebrated by going into the corner flag, sliding into it, and breaking the corner flag. Problem is, atop this corner flag, there was a rainbow LGBT flag. Because apparently, over the past week, all these sports broadcasters in the United Kingdom have made all their graphics packages, all their little pin-on badges. They've made all the corner flags. They've had the footballers, their shoelaces are all coloured in rainbow LGBT motifs because they really care about gay people. I mean, gay people are still being imprisoned and killed in numerous third world countries across the world, but we don't talk about that. We put little flags on the corner of football pitches, and that makes us good people. And if you criticise this footballer for sliding into this flag, that also makes you a good person because he's apparently homophobic. Now, the truth is that this is a common celebration in football to slide into the corner flag. He just scored a last-minute winner against a football team called Sheffield United. He's a Sheffield Wednesday fan. They're bitter rivals, so he was particularly excited at scoring the goal. This particular footballer has a history of either sliding into corner flags or boxing corner flags to celebrate a goal. But no, that's not what happened. He did it because he hates gay people, and there were literally hundreds of tweets demanding he apologize. Meanwhile, Diversity Grove, Birmingham street names get woke. Birmingham City Council invited members of the public to come up with new street names for a regeneration scheme. And guess what they came up with? Did they celebrate people in the local area, whether they be black people or brown people or white people, for their achievements, for their success? No, they came out with glib statements, and they're now literally renaming roads Diversity Grove and Equality Road. Interesting, given that we featured a study out of the University of Copenhagen last year, which found that ethnic diversity is not a strength, believe it or not. They asked whether continued mass immigration and corresponding growing ethnic diversity was having a positive impact on community cohesion, and they found the opposite to be the case. So it literally has the opposite effect. It's literally been proven by peer-reviewed academic studies that no, diversity is not a strength because it causes mistrust and it's related to high crime. Interesting, given that these streets were renamed in an area of Birmingham called Perry Bar. I looked up Perry Bar on Google News, and it turns out that they've been having a lot of problems over the past few months with, yes, you guessed it, high crime rates, including over the past summer, where robberies and firearms offences have increased, leading to police being handed Section 60 powers to stop and search people without reasonable grounds. So in the very area where diversity is proven to not be a strength, they're naming the road Diversity Road. I'm going to wrap it up. War Room coming up next. Summit.news. Bye.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.